those sports cards we just heard about, the ones going for millions of dollars, well, those are old school trading cards, the kind you used to get with that stale stick of gum inside. You remember that? Well, the next big thing in trading cards does not resemble that experience in the slightest. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks explains.
Jesse Raymundo was already a huge basketball fan, but now he's found another outlet for his hoops obsession. Raymundo spent a recent weekend at his home near Dallas, buying and selling digital basketball cards on something called NBA Top Shot. His wife, Delilah Payan, didn't really get it at first.
You know, they didn't make sense to me because I was thinking, how could it make sense if it's not a physical card?
The whole thing made even less sense when she learned how much Raymundo spent on those cards. More than $20,000 in that one weekend. That is a lot of money. But according to Raymundo, it's been well worth it so far.
If I were to cash out right now, my return on investment's like $5,000.
There are lots of Top Shot stories like this, which is one of the reasons why it's grown so quickly. The cards themselves, or moments as they're technically called, are slick web pages with an animated highlight of, for example, LeBron James dunking or Kevin Durant shooting a three. The NBA partnered with a blockchain company called Dapper Labs to create these moments and the online marketplace where they're bought and sold. Collectors can buy packs directly from the NBA, too, just like buying trading cards at a department store, except the product isn't so delicate. Mike Provenzale works in the sports department of Heritage Auctions in Dallas.
It's not going to get lost. It's not going to get damaged. Your kid isn't going to pull it out of the binder and destroy it.
Plus, all the transactions are public, so you can see who bought what from who and how much they paid for it. Some moments are worth more than others. Depends on the player or the scarcity of the card. Stars are worth more than bench players. A game-winning three-pointer might sell for more than a layup. But right now, Provenzale says there's high demand for pretty much all of them.
This has just been a explosion, essentially.
So far, Top Shot has sold more than $230 million worth of moments, and $50 million of that came just in February. Provenzale says he gets a lot of questions about Top Shot these days, mainly, how much are these moments worth? One collector asked him about a Zion Williamson moment, a young star from New Orleans who's one of the most sought-after players on the market.
I was talking to him on Friday. I said it's worth about $1,000, and on Monday he emailed me and said I sold it on the marketplace for $70,000.
Heritage Auctions sold another Zion Williamson moment for $162,000. Top Shot is not a perfect money-printing machine, though. The website still has problems handling demand. Some users haven't been able to withdraw their money. And there's also the question of whether digital trading cards will have any value in the long run, or if they're just having a moment, so to speak. Victor Matheson is a professor at the College of the Holy Cross who specializes in sports economics.
At first glance, it seems crazy that people would pay huge amounts of money for little digital bits of things that reside on their phone.
Right now, it's not clear how many people want to collect Top Shot moments versus how many want to flip them for profit. If the market consists of mostly flippers, Matheson says it will eventually crash. Matheson thinks that even if the current sky-high prices eventually come down, the moments could still be worth a lot down the road. Take, for example, other collectibles.
You know, Beanie Babies, Hummel figurines, Precious Moments figurines.
But the difference between Top Shot and those other collectibles is that they don't have the backing of an institution as powerful as the NBA. Many of the league's movers and shakers, foremost among them Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, are throwing their weight behind the platform. And if the NBA's success with Top Shot is an indicator of what's to come, Matheson says other leagues are sure to follow.
I mean, I would be shocked if we don't see the same product being put out by Major League Baseball within months, the same product being put out by the NFL. So there's no reason to believe that this isn't going to explode into everywhere.
For Here and Now, I'm Michael Marks.